The title of my sermon tonight is You Need a Mediator. If you are here tonight and you are not a Christian, then you need a mediator. And there is only one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy chapter 2, beginning in verse 1, Paul writes to Timothy, "Therefore I exhort first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we might lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time, for which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle, I am speaking the truth in Christ and not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth." Join me in prayer. Most merciful and holy God, we come before you tonight in the shadow of the cross. We confess with our songs and prayers that we are hopeless sinners. We are in desperate need of forgiveness and salvation. And as we confess our need, we recognize that in Jesus Christ, we have salvation, that He is the mediator on behalf of sinners. He was crucified in our place. He bore the punishment for our sins in His body on the cross so that we might be forgiven and reconciled to a holy God. We thank and praise you, Holy Father, for making a way. We thank and praise you, Holy Son, for you are that way, the truth, and the life. We thank and praise you, Holy Spirit, for opening our eyes to see our great need and enabling us to respond in faith. Bless now the preaching of your word. Save the lost. Draw sinners to yourself. All glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. If you're here tonight and you're not a Christian, if you have not repented of your sins and turned to Christ in faith, if you've not been born again or born from above, if you are here tonight and you are not in Christ, then I thank God that you are here. We want to pray for you. We also, and I also, plead with you tonight. We want you to be saved. We want you to come to the knowledge of the truth. What's more, this desire, our desire, is God's desire. Verse 4 reads, "It is God who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth." Brothers and sisters, Christians, Paul is here exhorting us. Verse 1, "Therefore I exhort," Paul is exhorting the church, "to pray for all men," for all kinds of men and women, for kings and those in authority. We are exhorted here to love our neighbor, to give thanks to God for them, and to pray for their salvation. And of course, we're not just praying, but we are preaching. We are sharing the gospel and we are telling our neighbor, others, about Christ. Why? Why? Well, because their salvation is God's desire, as we read. And if we don't tell them, then who will? If we don't, then they'll never hear. Each one of us then, Christians, in this respect, verse 7, has been appointed to preach the gospel of salvation in Jesus Christ. This is God's great desire. His desire is the salvation of sinners. And God's appointed means to that end, our prayers and our preaching. Chapter 1 in the book of Timothy, verse 15, Paul says, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." Mr. Newton, John Newton, as you know, on his deathbed, he said this, "Although my memory is fading, I remember two things very clearly. I am a great sinner, and Christ is a great Savior." And so listen, friend, if you are here tonight and you have not come to the knowledge of this truth, then you are a sinner who is accountable to a holy God. If you have not come to that recognition, the recognition of that truth, that you are accountable to a holy God and thus guilty and rightly condemned before a good and holy God. If you have come tonight uncommitted to Christ, it is our hope and prayer, not mine alone, but our hope and prayer, the Christians here today, in other words, it is our hope and prayer that you would come to Jesus by faith for salvation. Let me say this even stronger. I'm not a prophet, nor do I pretend to know the secret will of God. But God's revealed will is abundantly clear here in His Word. Almighty God desires the salvation of sinners. He desires that sinners like you and like me, that we come to the knowledge of salvation. This is God's will, that we come to the Savior. Now listen, my non-Christian friend. There is one God. There is one God, and you must stand before Him on the day of reckoning. Yea, what's more, as Creator and Lord, you stand accountable to Him right now. Not just then, but now. Your sins have separated you from a holy God. And so He cannot and He will not tolerate sin. We are dead in our transgressions and sins. We are by nature children of wrath. We are sons of disobedience. And because God is good, because He is holy, and because He is just and true, sin, and thus our sin, must be punished. Else He would not be holy. Else He would not be God. This isn't about religion. This isn't philosophy. This isn't politics. This isn't a presentation of Christianity, a talk, a presentation about what Christians believe. No, no, this is about you and God. You are at odds with Almighty God. Your sin has separated you from Him. In fact, your sin has incited His holy justice. And His righteousness thus demands that sin be punished. You need a mediator, a go-between. You need a mediator, someone to mediate on your behalf before God. You cannot plead your own case, for you are the criminal, and God is your judge. And He is not some third-party judge, but the very one that you've sinned against. You have sinned against your Creator and Lord. What's more, you've sinned against your judge. You need a mediator. Someone who can reconcile you to a holy God. Someone who can bring peace and reconciliation. Listen, my friends, your Creator, your Lord, your judge is also the Savior. Verse 3 of 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. He is God, our Savior. His desire is to save sinners from their sin, from sin and death and hell, from the holy judgment that they rightly deserve. And His desire to save sinners is most clearly and abundantly seen in that He sent His Son. God the Father sent God the Son, His only begotten. Chapter 1 of Timothy, verse 15. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. And Christ is Himself. He is Himself the truth and the life and the way. No one can come to God. No one is reconciled to God but by Him, but by His mediation. God's desire is to save sinners. And that desire is most clearly seen in that He Himself sent the mediator to stand between you, the sinner, and God. He created you. He is your Creator. He is Lord over his creation. We sinned against Creator God, and he has every right. He has every right to condemn us. But instead, in the mystery, as we sang, in the mystery of his divine love and grace, he decides to send a mediator. He decides to send a mediator to bring us back to himself, to reconcile the sinner, to save the sinner, to save you. If you put your life in the hands of the mediator, if you put your faith and trust in him, friend, listen. Listen, there is no other. There is no other mediator. Muhammad will not mediate for you. The Buddha, Siddhartha, will not mediate for you. The Pope or some priest, they cannot mediate for you. They are nothing but sinners like you and me. Your works, your good deeds, and moral lifestyle will not and cannot mediate for you. But you say, I don't believe in all of that sin and all of that God stuff. Well, then you're only postponing the inevitable and sealing your fate. You need a mediator. And there is only one. There is one God and one mediator between God and men. Salvation is in him and him alone. Reconciliation and peace with God is through him and him alone. He is the one mediator between you and God. This is, as Paul says, the truth, the knowledge of the truth, verse 4 of chapter 2. Well, how does Jesus mediate on behalf of sinners? Well, we sang about it, and we're going to sing about it again. God's holy justice demands that sin be punished. And so the mediator, he took the punishment for our sins upon himself. He stood in our place. He stood in your place. The punishment for our sins, the chastisement for our peace with God came upon him. How does he mediate? He bore our sins and he carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our transgressions. The Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. The wages of sin are death. This is what God says. This is what God's word says. The wages of sin are death. And so he died. He was crucified in our place. He was nailed to a cross, hands and feet, for us, for you, so that you wouldn't be crucified. What's more, he took upon himself the full judgment and wrath of God so that we wouldn't. So that we wouldn't take upon ourselves the justice and wrath of God. This was Good Friday. This is Good Friday. Because on this day, 2,000 plus years ago, Jesus died. He sacrificed himself as a payment to be a sacrifice of atonement. He put himself forward as our substitute to pay for all of our sins, all of our lusts, our greed, our pride, our selfishness, our anger, our lies, our covetousness, for all of our disobedience and dishonor to our parents, for our refusal to submit to our husband or to love our wives or respect our superiors. How does Jesus mediate? He becomes sin for us. He laid down His life for us on Calvary's cross, stricken, smitten, and afflicted. See Him dying on the tree. Listen to the third stanza of that song. Ye who think of sin but lightly, nor suppose its evil great, here at Calvary's cross, here at the cross, may view its nature rightly, the nature of sin. Here its guilt may estimate. Mark the sacrifice appointed. See who bears the awful load. 'Tis the Word, the Lord's anointed. 'Tis the Word, the Christ, the living Word, the mediator, Son of God and Son of Man. The fourth stanza, Lamb of God for sinners wounded, sacrificed to cancel guilt, none shall ever be confounded. None shall ever be condemned who on Him their hope have built. Brothers and sisters, friends, there is one mediator who stands between God and men. Verse 6 of the passage that I read, who gave Himself as a ransom so that we might be forgiven of the debt that we owed to God, a debt which we would have paid for throughout eternity. But Christ gave Himself as a ransom. And listen, friends, not only did He die to pay the debt, to ransom our condemned souls, not only did He die, but He rose again on the third day, demonstrating that the Father had accepted His sacrifice. He rose again to mediate. A dead mediator can do nothing. A dead mediator cannot mediate for anyone. But He rose from the grave to mediate for everyone and for all who believe, for those who put their trust in Him, for those who put their faith in Him, for those who believe that He is the Son of God and the Savior of the world. And His death is sufficient payment for our sins. And His resurrection life proves and demonstrates. It proves and demonstrates that eternal life is in Him and in Him alone. He died and rose again for all who would believe. Friends, He is the one mediator between God and men. And He mediates for those who put their trust in Him that He is the mediator. Do you believe? Do you believe what I'm saying to you? Then come to Jesus. Turn from your sins and turn to Christ. He will in no wise cast out. He will not turn you away. Repent of your sin. In other words, turn to Christ and believe. The promise of His Word is that He then will stand between you and God. He will be your advocate before the Father. And He will claim you. Christ will claim you as His own. The Holy Judge will demand a reckoning for your soul. And because of your faith and because of your trust in Christ, Jesus will say to the judge, this one is mine. You cannot demand of him or her what I have already paid for in full. This account is closed. This account is paid for in full. It is finished, was his cry. Apart from Jesus Christ, you stand without a mediator. Without a mediator. You stand before God without an advocate. And truth be told, you don't stand a chance. You don't. And so please, please, I'm pleading with you. For Christ's sake, do not reject Him. Do not turn away from Jesus Christ. You are a great sinner. He is the great Savior. There is no other. He is the one mediator between God and man. If you reject Him, then God will pour out His wrath upon you. And rightly so. And even more so, since you turned away from so great a salvation, having heard the gospel tonight. Why would you turn away? For what? Why turn away from the love of God in Christ? For your sin? For money? For success? For pride? For a relationship? Perhaps it's for your own ideas of who God is. Perhaps it's for your own form of spirituality. For your own man-made religion. Or the lack thereof. If we reject Christ, if you reject Christ, then you will bear the weight of your own sin. You will, as it were, be crucified for an eternity. May that never be. God have mercy. May that never be. For God, the Almighty Judge and Sovereign, for God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. This is the love of God manifest in the person and work of Jesus Christ on behalf of sinners. Christ crucified and raised again to life to pay for our sin and to grant eternal life for all who believe. God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He who believes is not condemned. He who believes, if you put your faith in Him, you will not be condemned. But he who does not believe is condemned already, for he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Because he has not believed in the one and only mediator between God and man. Put your trust in Christ. If you trust in Christ, God will not be your judge, but your Savior. For Christ will mediate on your behalf. And then your Creator, your Lord, and your Savior will be your Heavenly Father. The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Father of us all, who trust in His Son. Bow your heads with me in prayer. Dear Lord, we confess that without Christ, we are hopelessly lost. Without Christ, we are left to ourselves. We are without a mediator, and thus exposed to your holy justice and wrath. Justice and wrath that we rightly deserve. But we know that there is a mediator. One mediator between God and man. The man Jesus Christ. In Him we trust. In Him we have an advocate. In Him we have redemption and reconciliation with you. The salvation and forgiveness that we desperately need. Dear God, increase our faith. Increase our trust in you. More love to thee, O Christ, more love. And now as we worship, be honored and glorified in the praises of your people, This we pray in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.